Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Acts. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 20, verses 13 to 38, Paul's farewell address. Let's look at those first few verses there in chapter 20, beginning with verse 13. Then we went ahead to the ship and sailed to Assos, there intending to take Paul on board, for he had given orders, intending himself to go on foot. And when he met us at Assos, we took him on board and came to Mytilene. We sailed from there, and the next day came opposite Chios, and the following day we arrived at Samos and stayed at Trogyllium. The next day we came to Miletus. For Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus so that he would not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hurrying to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. Paul's journey to Jerusalem began. He sent the others ahead to Assos by boat, and he walked. Why did he start out on foot? Well, it doesn't say. Maybe he didn't like the rough waters. Maybe he wanted to stay as long as possible. Or it could have been the Eutychus incident. Anyway, he arrived about the same time. On foot was easier than by boat. Points of interest as they sailed. If you were a tour guide, you'd be telling those on the boat, we're now passing by the island of Chios, the birthplace of the poet Homer. If you look out the port side of the ship, you'll see Samos, the island birthplace of Pythagoras, the mathematician. Verse 16 is puzzling, because Miletus is 30 miles from Ephesus. Sending messages in the elders' trip would consume several days. Saving time was not the main concern. Was Ephesus no longer safe for Paul? It may have been the ship's schedule, Miletus being a port of call. Anyway, it was apparently easier for the leaders to go to Paul. The elders arrived to see the apostle one more time. Paul's farewell address here is an example of all his missionary work. Acts chapter 13, verses 16 to 41, the first journey. Acts 17, verses 22 to 31 on the second journey. Before this event, on the third journey of Paul. The sermon, it's not easy to outline. Verses 18 to 27 address his relationship to the Ephesians. Ministry, plans, and prospects. Verses 28 to 35 are his exhortation to the leaders. It reads like a conversation that covers a lot. Well, let's consider the message, and let's do it with 4 points. First is Paul's review of his past example, verses 18 to 21. From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church, verse 18. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." He reminded the elders of how he had conducted himself in ministry among them. It was verse 18. His service for the Lord was marked with humility, he tells us in verse 19. His message of the Lord was presented in openness, verse 20. His witness to the Lord was offered to everyone, verse 21. The gospel is offered to all sinners. Romans 3:29. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is not he also God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. So first was a review of his past example. Second is Paul's consideration of his future. Verse 22, down to verse 27. And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count myself dear to my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And indeed, now I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, will see my face no more. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of all of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Paul really shows his heart here. He says, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me. And yet, in verse 23 is a glimpse of what's coming. The apostle is ready for whatever the Lord has in store for him in the days ahead. He says, that I may finish the race. Paul's ready to suffer for Christ's work. Are you? Am I? The apostle's farewell in verses 25 to 27 are an emotional and powerful reminder of our role in the work of spreading the gospel message. The Christian's task is to witness to Jesus Christ. Witnesses can do no more than tell the story. Response is the responsibility of the hearer. And then third is Paul's warning of coming heresies. Verses 28 to 31. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among whom the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. Elders are to guard those entrusted to them. Sheep will eat anything, so the shepherd must lead them to good food. Elders are to oversee the church ministry and be stewards of God's flocks. Human nature will be at work distorting the work of Christ. Satan never sleeps. Look again, verses 29 to 31. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn anyone, night and day, with tears. And then fourth is Paul's blessing and admonition. Verses 32 to 35. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no one silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who are with me. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. After all that, Paul gave a simple blessing, which was also a warning. Be faithful to the ministry. Be followers of his example. The visit concludes with a very emotional goodbye. In verses 36 to 38, it says, "And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. Then they all wept freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they would see his face no more. And they accompanied him to the ship." Listen, may our own ministry for the Lord provoke such an expression of love from those whom we minister to and among. You have a great day.